Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
I am all in.
More, more, more. I wanna kiss you more.
I am all in with Scott Patterson, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hey everybody, Scott Patterson, I am all in podcast 111 Productions, iHeartRadio. It's time for, you've guessed it, pop culture. Season 4, episode 21, last week fights, this week tights, and we're going to start it off with a rollicking rendition of Crackstaff.
Oh, changing it up. I love that.
Talk amongst yourselves while I find it.
I'm not mad about changing it up a little bit. We're keeping it fresh here in season 4.
We're trying.
Also, we have to decide if we're each doing the pop culture or if you're just doing it. Luckily, we have a minute.
Oh, no. We're going to all do it.
I like when Scott
it.
Does it.
No. We're all taking our turns.
Just good at it.
It's
makes me realize I don't know how to pronunciate most of these names.
Pronunciate? You mean enunciate. Yeah, see, there you go. You mispronounced.
I meant say pronounce. You know what? That's why I shouldn't read it.
I'm right there with you.
That's exactly why you should read it.
Pronounce.
You're not quitting on me now.
I always panic on the names because I always feel bad when I get names wrong.
Yeah, me too.
Listen, we're all doing a segment. It's a round robin.
I'll give it a go.
We're going to rock it. It's going to be great. And fans love it. All right, here we go with Crackstaff. The cold open, okay? When Miss Patty gets to do a scene with my wife.
When, did the crack staff know that was your wife?
They did not, no. I keep them in a little room very far away. We put the food under the door. When Lorelai walks away from Miss Patty, you can see the green flip-flops Lauren is wearing.
Oh, yeah.
Clearly, her feet were not meant to be seen.
And I thought they were tan. I thought they were kind of skin-colored.
No, they were green.
They were green. Oh, pardon me.
You know, actually the crack staff, they're friends and they're wonderful people. They are 100% correct on this one because Lauren, I remember, would wear either comfortable shoes, sneakers, or flip-flops when her feet were not going to be seen.
Yeah, smart. Who wouldn't?
Smart.
Right,
who
wouldn't? Exactly. Yeah. Right. Okay, watch the weather throughout Liz and TJ's wedding. Sometimes it's sunny and breezy. Other times it's overcast.
I did not notice that. That's juicy. Either.
It you know, you can't imagine the delays the clouds cause. You know, if you're doing a sunny scene and the cloud cover comes on, then we're going to wait. This front's going to be here for 30 minutes to go back to your trailers and we'll, you know. But that does happen.
For a big scene like that, like a wedding scene, would they do it over 2 days or is it all in one day?
That scene? No, that's one day. Yeah, that's probably one day. All right. In the bar scene, the actor that plays the drunk driver also played one of Rory's classmates at Chilton. He was in her study group that created the first aid kit for the business fair. Also, there's a note here. There's an addendum from the crack staff who said, and this is how they personally feel, because what in the hell are they doing giving your obscure sister a big fat wedding when they didn't even give you one? No. I was like, exclamation point. All right. Well, that's a point to be taken.
That was later.
See, that's why the crack staff is so good.
Yeah. The crack staff definitely has emotions.
You know what I call that? That's loyalty. Love them. Crack staff, you're the best. Suzanne, John, Elaine, my hat's off to you. Crack staff. And there's several others. Paige, and it just goes on and on and on.
Okay, so now pop culture. I need to get my game on here.
Patty's trying to organize the wedding in the town square. The kids are performing around the maypole correctly. Lorelei. Tough day, Patty. Miss Patty, I've worked with Joan Crawford. This is worse. Joan Crawford was a legendary actress. She started her career as a dancer in traveling theatrical companies before debuting on Broadway. She eventually became a Hollywood starlet and won an Oscar in 1946 for Mildred Pierce. Joan Crawford has amassed a reputation for meanness and cruelty and has one of the most spiteful reputations in Hollywood history. And I believed I probably worked with her daughter.
Whoa. Was she no wire hanger?
And I don't think she, I don't know if she had a daughter, but I worked with her granddaughter at one point because I worked with somebody.
Was she Mommy Dearest or am I messing that up?
Yes.
No wire hanger.
Yeah. That was Joan Crawford and
I don't love
Betty
a wire
Davis.
Hanger, but
right?
I'm not gonna, yeah. I'm not going to yell about it, but I do know.
All right, who's up?
I'll go. In the same scene, Kirk is upset he wasn't made dance captain for the Maypole dance. He is seen yelling at Patty and the kids. Kirk, but the Maypole is an expertise of mine. I reenacted the Dwarfs Maypole choreography from the safety dance video at my junior high talent show. The safety dance is a song by Men Without Hats. You can dance... Isn't it? You can dance if you want to.
Yeah.
You can dance if you want to.
Released in 82. And in the video, there's a group of children and a little person dancing with the maypole.
Do you want to know how I know this song and dance?
You can dance.
They did it on Glee.
Oh, they did.
You didn't That's know it the other one. I was around in 82.
All right, who's up?
I don't like it. But
who's up? Tara, go. Yeah.
All right, Suki's in the kitchen arguing with Jackson about the vegetables. Suki says, that actually felt good. She chuckles, like getting a Jack LaLanne workout. Lorelei says, dead or alive? Suki says, Jack LaLanne, dead? No, alive. And then Lorelei's phone rings. She says, oh, now that's going to bug me. So Jack LaLanne was an American fitness and nutrition guru and motivational speaker. He was the founder of the modern fitness movement with a legendary and intense workout and diet routine. Suki confirms he's alive later in the scene, which aired in 2004, but he passed away in 2011.
Yeah, you gotta love the zip-up onesie on Jack LaLanne. He was always out performing. That guy was everywhere.
Yeah.
And he was like, you know what? He was kind of old when I was growing up.
He was old for a long time.
He was old for a long time because I just remember this sort of elderly guy in a zip-up onesie.
But real in shape.
But like total, like a mini Schwarzenegger kind of thing going on there with that guy. And he was pulling boats yeah. with his teeth, and he was, I don't know, he was doing all kinds of things.
And they were shiny onesies. I kind of like Googled it.
Oh, yeah?
They weren't your bait. Look at, they were zip-up shiny ones.
That was a little later on. That, like, early in his career, I don't think they were shiny. That was a little later on.
No, they were more like unitard sort of like.
Right,
look.
Right, right. Let me see. Yeah, that's the old ones. Yes.
Yep. Oh, yeah, I'm looking at it, too.
We have to get one of
Note
those.
Note to self. Did you guys know Chris Pine does ballet?
What?
Yeah.
He does?
What? Yeah. Did he have to do it for a movie?
What are you
no,
talking?
No, he loves ballet. I saw it on TikTok.
I mean, he goes to ballet class?
He's just a super, he knows ballet. He does ballet. Unless I dreamed it.
Are you serious?
No, you're right. There's an article. There's an article from last April. The headline says, Chris Pine has realized that ballet is, quote, an incredible workout.
Yeah. It, you know what? He isn't wrong. Like when I was in college, okay, I took a ballet class.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to see what it would do for my legs because I was doing the, you know, the whole baseball stuff. And I got to tell you, after that ballet class, and I'm telling the censors, you're going to have to beep this out. I was f***ed. I mean, it was just like, I could barely walk. I couldn't walk. It was what a workout. He's not wrong, you know?
I grew up dancing and we had to take ballet because it was like the mandatory class if you want to take anything else. And I just thought it was hard, but I just thought it was boring. I was like, I want to move. Like,
no, it was too slow.
My wife grew up doing ballet. She's a brilliant ballet dancer.
Save it for the
Thank
interview,
you.
Please.
Thank you for that. Thank you.
Save it
I
for
will
the
do
interview.
That.
Yeah, save that for when you interview this person you talk about.
Shout out to AstroPro for sponsoring this episode and providing free samples. It's springtime and that means allergies. Mine have been throwing me off and I need something that works fast. That's where AstroPro comes in. It's the first of its kind nasal allergy spray. And it is the fastest 24-hour over-the-counter spray you can get. It starts working in 30 minutes while other allergy sprays take hours. Plus, it is the first and only 24-hour steroid-free allergy spray. AstroPro delivers full prescription strength indoor and outdoor allergy relief from nasal congestion, runny and itchy nose, and sneezing. So, if you suffer from allergies like I do, get fast-acting nasal allergy symptom relief with AstroPro. Go to astroproallergy.com for a discount so you can AstroPro and go today. Visit AstroProAllergy.com. Use as directed for relief of nasal congestion, runny nose, sneezing, and itchy nose due to allergies. Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. And vacation disappears quicker than ice cream melts. But what if summer doesn't have to come with a scorching price tag? What if there's another way? With IKEA, your plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Dreamy getaways can mean the perfect reading nook right outside your window, picnic in the shade, or taking your morning coffee to meet the morning sun. Really, any meal tastes better outside. Create that summer escape for family and friends and start planning a better, more affordable summer right now. You can be the host with the most and the least worries. This summer, make your doorstep the perfect vacation destination with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Rory and Lorelai on the phone. Lorelai telling Rory she saw Jess in the town square. Lorelai says, "You know, I do have one thing to run by you. Do you have the brain power?" And Rory says, "I think you can swing it." Lorelai says, "It involves the J word." Rory says, "Oh, not more about Jesus. I'm sick of him and Mel Gibson."
That was such a great line. Because weren't you? Weren't you at that time?
At that time, yes. Rory is referring to...
Well, and it was because he did The Passion.
Right.
Yeah.
And it was...
She's referring to Mel Gibson's film, right. The Passion of the Christ.
The marketing campaign was everywhere, all day, the time.
And it came out the same year this episode came out, 2004. So that's why it was super relevant.
Right.
And the film grossed over $612 million worldwide and became the fifth highest grossing film of 2004 internationally.
Wow. I also never saw it. There's so many movies on my list.
No, you never saw it.
I think it's you, Scott. I think you're next.
I'm up. At Friday night dinner, Emily is playing different music and Lorelai notices. Emily tells her Richard is out of town and wants to try something different. Lorelai, the music, it's different. Some chick is singing. Emily, it's Blossom Dearie. You don't like it? Blossom Dearie was an American jazz singer and pianist. She had a recognizably light, wispy, delicate, and girlish voice. Amy, I think you're up.
In the very same scene, Lorelai is explaining to Rory about being grilled by Emily because of the art of war maneuver. This was not about you. It was about evading my questions. It's a classic Sun Tzu art of war maneuver. If you're being attacked from the east, attack whoever's to your west, and you were the west. I never read the book. It's full of crap like that. First of all, really a good line. The Art of War by Chinese military strategist Sun Tzu is an ancient Chinese military book dating from the 5th century BC. 5th century BC. Now, is that negative 500? 500 BC?
Yeah, right.
The premise of Art of War is that war should be avoided with diplomacy. If it cannot be avoided, it should be fought strategically and psychologically to minimize damage and the wasting of resources.
I'm going to...
Can I
tell you why Sun Tzu's Art of War became prevalent in pop culture?
Sure.
It was because of the movie Wall Street with Michael Douglas and Charlie Sheen, because Michael Douglas quotes from that book to Charlie Sheen's character, and then Charlie Sheen reads the book and then quotes it back to Michael Douglas. And then the sales of that book went through the roof from everybody who was on Wall Street and everybody.
Amazing.
In the world. Yeah.
What is your favorite Michael Douglas movie of all movies? Of all Michael Douglas movies?
You've got
Romancing the Stone. You've got
Wall Street. I really like Wall Street and...
you've got that Demi Moore one.
Basic Instinct.
Oh, Basic Instinct. Yeah. I was just watching the one with Gwyneth Paltrow and Michael Douglas.
Oh, that was good too. That was good.
He's a bad dude in that one.
Yeah, he's a bad dude. But wait a minute. I don't know if he's such a bad dude. Because
he's a bad dude in that. He wanted to
murder. The crown jewel of his life is having an affair with Viggo Mortensen.
Yes, but I think he was mad at her before.
He wasn't mad at her before. He was mad at her because she was in love with another guy.
I thought she set it up to... I'm going to have to rewatch it. It's called A Perfect Murder.
A Perfect Murder, yeah.
Perfect Murder.
Yeah, he was... we didn't sympathize with him because we didn't see enough of their life before.
They were rich. Remember how rich they were?
Yeah, he was.
But he really had no money, remember? This was all part of the ruse. He wanted to murder her to get the... She had the money. She had the...
Because
fame.
He was losing now his money off of a... Off of
yes,
a bunch
off
of trade.
Like, yeah. Yes. And she had all that family money.
He was about to get wiped out financially.
Yep. Oh, you know what's a better Michael Douglas movie?
What? Tell me.
The Game. The Sean Penn Michael Douglas. Oh, so good.
Really?
You've never seen
it. Oh, Deborah Kara Unger's in that. She's fantastic.
In which one? The Game?
The Game. I think she's in
that. Yeah, The Game is great.
He was in Ant-Man that I just saw. It's in theaters.
He is in Ant-Man. He's thriving still.
Yeah.
Michael Douglas. Oh, he's also in all that good TV stuff. He's in that show. It was on a bit ago. Anyway.
And Evangeline Lilly's going around saying she met him and he's a grandpa. I'd like to burn.
God. I didn't know that.
Chicka chicka wow wow. That's in the press. She's going around saying that.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah.
Evangeline Lilly.
She said what again?
He's a grandpa. He's a gilf.
Oh, what?
Yes.
Gilf.
Yeah, a gilf.
Oh my God. Well, his co-star is Michelle Pfeiffer, who is the prettiest lady ever. Like literally.
Pfeiffer really was, I think, the movie star of our era.
And I'm going to say is because she
there was really nobody like her.
She's amazing.
Yeah.
I love her.
Truly, truly, truly.
From Grease 2 all the way through.
Yeah, there was just nobody like her.
She's a cool writer.
Why am I talking about her like she's in the past tense?
I don't know. Yeah, she's totally around. Look at her.
Yeah,
she's an Ant-Man.
Excuse me. Literally,
is she an Ant-Man? Everybody's an Ant-Man. Why are we not an Ant-Man? We should be an Ant-Man.
I don't know, but look at her at the premiere.
Yeah, she looked great in the movie too.
Wow.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah.
Rad. Anyway.
All right.
Who's Tara?
I think Tara's up.
All right. So this is Jess and TJ getting ready for the wedding at Luke's apartment. They point out Luke seems nervous about the wedding and using old polish on his shoes. TJ says, the Queer Eye guys are very against old polish. So Queer Eye for the Straight Guy, which was later shortened to just Queer Eye, is a TV series about gay men giving advice on fashion, grooming, interior design, food, wine, and culture to straight men. It aired in 2003 and ran for 5 seasons. Each episode features the Fab Five performing a make better, usually for a straight man, revamping wardrobe, redecorating, and offering advice on grooming, lifestyle, and food. And the series was later rebooted in 2018 with a new Fab Five and continues to run on Netflix today.
Yeah, it's huge then, huge now.
Yeah, I love that show.
All right, so the last pop culture reference, Luke and Lorelai are watching the Renaissance wedding theme start and they're making fun of the dancers. And Lorelai says, think they know any Zeppelin? Oh, Roses, nice. Luke says, does she remind you of someone? And Lorelai says, can you say Leslie Van Houten? And the jester tumbles down the aisle. Now that's impressive.
Oh, she looks gorgeous. Little wild.
Oh, no. Other than Lorelai. I was like, Lorelai
looked amazing. But
yes.
She looks
the one in the green.
Really? Yeah,
she did. She looked like a Manson wacko.
She was freaky.
Totally. So Led Zeppelin was an English rock band formed in London in 1968. The music at the wedding is instrumental, while Led Zeppelin is attributed to playing hardcore rock and heavy metal. Leslie Van Houten is an American convicted murderer and former member of the Manson family, so that's why that girl looked a little crazy. And and the woman they're referring to has a crazed look on her face.
You know, one of the Manson women, girls, whatever, just died. Linda Kasabian.
Oh,
just passed away.
I never got in the weeds on that whole thing, but I think I would.
She was granted immunity for testifying against all of them. And I don't know that she served any time. And she had some daughters and she lived up in Washington State. Apparently, as I've been reading, in a state of poverty. And the English rock band Kasabian took their name from her.
Huh?
In a very random way. That's the story that Serge Pizzorno, the founder of the band, the guitar player and songwriter, didn't know what to call the band. Then he just was reading a Manson article and he read her name and he said, boy, that'd be a great name for a band. So he named it Kasabian.
Does anybody remember if I told my Stairway to Heaven story here or if it was on the 90210 podcast?
We'll tell you if we heard it before.
So it's always about, Stairway to Heaven was a big song, like at school dances.
When I was growing up,
It was like at my middle school or like my high school dance, and it's 8 minutes long.
Yeah.
And you would always be like, I hope I get someone good for Stairway to Heaven because it's 8 minutes. So if you got a dud of a dude, you were just like, oh my God, I'm stuck for Stairway to Heaven. And then it's awkward because it's slow, and then there's a fast part. It's just a very complex thing to navigate in eighth grade.
You know, in every
I apologize.
In every music store in the United States, there were signs on the door and inside the store in the guitar section, no playing Stairway to Heaven, because the people that worked at the music stores were so sick of hearing that song from every kid that walked in and started playing Stairway to Heaven. So they, you weren't allowed to play it. You get kicked out if you played it in there. True story. Well, kids, I think that...
Stay tuned. We've got some big stuff
coming.
Yeah, we
do. We have some very large stuff happening.
Yeah.
It's exciting.
Season finale.
It's exciting. Thanks, everybody. That's going to wrap up Pop Culture Season 4, Episode 21. We'll see you next time. Best fans on the planet. Love you guys. Stay safe. And always keep in mind that I am all in. And don't forget, follow us on Instagram at IAmAllInPodcast and email us at Gilmore@iHeartRadio.com. Oh, you Gilmore fans, if you're looking for the best cup of coffee in the world, go to my website for my company, ScottyP.com, ScottyP.com, ScottyP.com. Grade one specialty coffee.
Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.